Thank you, David.
There's some huge anticipation, don't you think?
For what?
What in the hell is going on in the world?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, he hasn't been listening to the news. Smart.
I've been sitting at home up here at our house away from the world for a couple of months.
I think it's been really wacky wobbly.
It is. And
really
wacky
wobbly.
If I'm not mistaken, at the beginning of this year, Tobias said that this was going to be, I think he called it a ping pong year. I think he's using some, not just ping pong balls, but some metal balls for this year. It's like really going back and forth. It has been a little crazy.
It's been a little crazy, and it's just sort of okay, and then it's like sort of rattles, and then it's sort of okay, and then it's sort of not.
So what do you do?
Sleep a lot.
No, you take a deep breath. Deep breath.
Drink too much wine.
You know, this is, I think, about the only meeting of the year where we don't have to bring snow shovels, just in case, in August. I mean, it's about the one time.
Be careful what you ask for.
I know. Actually, it was when we were setting up this morning, the crew got here early. It was about 88 degrees.
Be careful, it's raining. It could turn to snow just like that.
It's supposed to get up to 100 in town today. And just a trivia question, 100 degrees Fahrenheit is what in Celsius?
Too much.
Any guesses from the audience? Any... 38.33, that's right. 38, that's close enough. So it's warm down in town today. And
Colorado's breaking a record. It's the longest heat streak over 90 since they've ever kept records.
And I was thinking, as we were getting ready for the meeting today, I thought, oh, it's going to be really hot in here. And there's no air conditioning up here in the mountains, of course. And when you get 100 people in the room and you got the channeling going on and all the energy, it gets a pretty toasty. And I thought to myself, I wished it would rain today. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. And now it's raining right now.
Can we go through your wish list?
Of course. No, that's the only one I'm going to do today. Anyway, as David said, it is the beginning of our 10th series. Amazing, amazing to think that we started actually 9 years ago. 9 years ago, I tell the story often, but I'll tell it again. We were in a teepee. August 22nd, 1999. Get all those nines in there.
And James and Isaiah Duell's house.
Down in Woodland Park, Colorado. We were in a teepee on a beautiful summer afternoon, kind of like this. Sun was shining. There was about maybe 20 of us, and that was the official beginning of the Crimson
Circle. Too many in a teepee.
And it was really cool. You know, we were sitting on the ground in the teepee, and we decided to be like the Indians. We lit a fire in the middle, but we weren't Indians. We were white people trying to have a fire.
That's good you know that.
A, it's stupid to have an open fire in the mountains in the summer. Don't do it. Secondly, I don't think we knew that in a teepee you have to open something at the top. And pretty soon we are getting high in that firewood. I mean, we are coughing and choking. But Tobias came in, did a wonderful channel about your guides are leaving, which was not real popular with the group. And pretty
That's
soon
an
Linda and I left because they weren't happy. So
they wouldn't talk to us. It was like we got shunned at our own party.
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, this was back in the day when everybody talked about, well, I have 40 spirit guides, and the next person would be like, I have 200. Somebody told me.
Big Bearhead is my spirit guide. And
yours too? Really?
No, but
that two-timing Big Bear guide. And somebody told me one time they had like 1,400 spirit guides.
Well, I remember that.
How do you keep track of that?
He had a map, don't you remember?
He had a map. He had charted it out, graphed it out. He had this big roll, you know, paper, and he unrolled it for me and was going through all the levels of his guides, you know. I forgot what he called it, a Moab or something like that. And this big hierarchy of spirit guides. And down here at the bottom, it was him, you know, schmuckhead, you know, little human. And he said, so what do you think of my chart? And I looked at it, and it's like, that must have taken him like 2 years to do.
Oh, my God, it was so engineered.
And I turned it upside down, and I said, now you got it.
Well,
you're on top.
That wasn't a new energy time. And needless to say, after all that was invested in that project to have Jeff go, oh, it's all up to go. Needless to say, we have never seen that man again.
Never come back to a meeting again. Yeah. Actually, as he walked away, he said, I'm going to have my guides beat up your guides.
I basically remember he was having a cramp in his hand, too.
Yeah. So when I think about it, it's amazing. We're starting in on our 10th year.
Mm-hmm.
The first year was
Fun.
It was amazing. And the meetings weren't scheduled as they are now. We're first Saturday of every month, of course. Back then, it was like whoever had a living room in their house open is when we'd do a meeting. I think we did one in that year in August. We skipped until the next one was actually Halloween night. I remember that. Easy to remember.
I didn't
have to get dressed up.
No.
And then we didn't do another one until December. And we'd have to find somebody's home, somebody's living room. And it wasn't until about a year later that we started coming here to Cold Creek Canyon. We couldn't fit in our living room at that point.
Do you know what, besides the channeling, has been the single consistent factor from the beginning? Think about it.
Single biggest consistent factor. Let me think. The chocolate bar.
The potluck, where everybody brings something to share on the buffet. Europeans don't know what a potluck is unless they've been here. But everybody brings something to share to eat, and it's part of the community. It's part of sharing, and it's real interesting to always see what's there. It's like, it'll get real unhealthy.
What do we have back there today, Sandra? Could you give us a little clue? What do we have on the potluck buffet? The buffet.
Buffet.
Chocolate, okay.
Yeah. More chocolate.
Fruits, really? Who in the hell brought fruit? Must have been the newcomers. Jeez.
But people bring stuff to share.
Is there any, like, what would you recommend back there?
Everything,
okay. All right.
And it's brought with love.
It's brought with love. And today, first time ever, this is a big first. We have lemonade.
Ooh.
Well, for the August meeting, you know, you have to. Anyway, I remember when we first started coming here to the community hall, we would literally set two little plastic lawn chairs right up on the ledge of the fireplace. And we would sit up there in these little, what do you call them?
Little
plastic lawn chairs.
Garden chair, yeah.
And Tobias had a bad habit of rocking back and forth in the chair.
On the two legs.
And, you know, he'd lean back. So I remember at one point, they assigned some people to be energy holders, literally holding the chair down. And that was a little disconcerting while you're trying to channel and trying to move and the people are there fighting with you. And
sound like a personal problem.
It was a personal problem. We sat in a circle, literally, because there was only 20, 30 people at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have these cameras. We didn't have...
webcast?
No webcast, no. And by the way, I have to point out, we have our new high-tech curtain today. Yeah, see, isn't that nice? We had Joe Collins in the back. Joe put this together. There's a track in the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to set up that thing that they did before, and they take an hour, and Roy got in here with his feminine side and hung everything so nice and looked pretty. You know, they always say never give the camera operator a bunch of crap because he is operating the camera. But so Joe Collins put this together, and it's what a great backdrop. So
Jeff,
how far we've come in 9 years.
Okay. We've been accused of being a little homespun, a little mom and pop, and I'm afraid what
by
we're doing...
By whom?
Homespun. Yeah.
But this is a high tech. This broadcast right now is going out to about 20,000 people. Over the course of the month, we get over 100,000 people downloading the text or the audio. That's pretty high tech. As a matter of fact, when we moved down to town, remember that? We went to the Mile High Church until we got thrown out. Got thrown out for talking to dead Jews.
And the surprise?
They did not like that.
They did not.
And then we went over to the Red Lion Hotel down in town. And, you know, about that time, John Kaderka had started this whole thing with the webcast, first audio and then eventually audio video. And the number of people kind of started going down. We were having like 200 people at the meetings. We started the webcast, and people started staying at home, of course. But other people around the world started listening in. So it's come a long way. But we're back up here because, you know, quite frankly, people didn't like it down in town in the ballroom of a hotel where they have business meetings and things like that. So we moved back up here into our cozy corner.
Homespun.
Homespun.
Mom, pop.
So here we are, talking to the world.
Norma says we don't look homespun.
You don't look homespun. Speaking of not looking homespun, and I hate to ever single out people and embarrass them, but once in a while it's fun to do. I walked in here today and I took one look at Norma Garrett and I thought, this is the GQ couple today. They're dressed in their summer finest. And could I get you to stand up and show everybody in the world what you look? Come on, stand up. Don't they look like... Ow! Wow. Don't they look like they just walked out, you know, from a Caribbean formal affair and... Maybe no. in France or someplace like that.
You know what it is? I think it's their glow. They're so excited about their new puppy.
Oh.
Yeah, they got puppy glow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's puppy glow.
Norman Garrett, of course, Chin Chin, a dog that they had for years, a Shih Tzu, crossed over about 6 or 8 months ago, a year ago. And Linda and I know what it's like to go dogless. It's tough. And as much traveling as we all do, it's very, very difficult. They actually integrated Chin Chin. You know, in other words, after you go through the grieving, you bring in all those memories and the love and the essence of Chin Chin. The phone rang the other morning. I'm downstairs working. I swear it was 6 o'clock in the morning. And the phone rang. It was 8 o'clock. It just felt like 6. The phone rang, and I was actually working out. And who in the heck is calling? And it has to be somebody in Europe, you know. And went over to the phone. It's Norma. Jeez, what's Norma doing calling this early? And I picked up the phone. Hello, Norma, what's wrong? We got a new dog. Yesterday, we got a new dog. And they were so excited. Another Shih Tzu. And what's his name?
Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu. And you call him Sue for short?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a boy dog.
Yeah. Sun Tzu, and Sun Tzu is about 3.5 months. So they're glowing. Because how about a big hand for Sun Tzu? Well, if Linda and I get a couple dogs, could you watch them when we're gone?
No, I'm trying to get Susie to co-adopt with us.
I know. Susie's not being fun about this.
No.
You know, dogs, little ones, well, about that tall.
She's worried about her loving cat.
I know. I know. Well, anyway, today we start... the 10th series. Tobias earlier this week told me the name of the series, which has not been divulged yet, but it's, I think we'll learn today. And,
Ooh, you're going to keep it a secret a whole lot longer?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Big, ooh, all, the anticipation, all that power and control.
All the anticipation to build up here. Everybody's guessing now. What's
Didn't
it going to be?
Didn't it just make you feel like...
Tobias's last series or something like
but
that.
But you have the control. You know all this.
I'm just holding it in, babe.
That's what I live with.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is the beginning of the 10th series. It's also Tobias's last series. As I think everybody knows, he's given his official date for coming back to Earth in the being of Sam, July 19th, 2009. Mm-hmm. So less than a year away. We're going to have a big celebration, by the way, up in Breckenridge. 3-day party. We're going to take over the town. We've rented the Riverwalk Center. It can hold almost 800. So we're going to have a party.
It will be a party.
It will be a party. So we got a lot to cover today. We're going to do things a little different today.
Well, let's go through who's here.
Guess. We will. We're going to welcome Sean, okay. But I don't think people caught that last slide, so I want to do that again. We're going to... Yeah, well, you know, today... Well, let's do the introductions first. Go ahead.
Okay.
We have a number of visitors today.
Just a few. But for sure, we have Dario De Pascal from Italy. Are you here? Where are you, sir?
Italy? Anybody from Italy? Anybody want to pretend they're Dario?
Yeah.
Just raise your damn hand. Nobody will know the difference. All right.
We have Lori and her guest from North Carolina. Where are you, Seagrove?
There with Dario.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no shove. Hmm. All right. They're here in spirit only. Okay, and we have Carolyn Wright and her sister. Where are you? From Wyoming.
Carolyn.
Yay!
Good to see you.
Good to see you. And then we have a couple of very special surprise guests, Hootie and Louise from New Mexico.
From Taos, New Mexico. Woo! Go ahead, stand up. Come on. Stand up. Stand up.
Good to see you.
It was a surprise when walking in today. It was a surprise to see you. Thank you for being here.
So any other out-of-towners, out of the state, out-of-staters? Yes?
From Phoenix. Well, welcome.
Very good. Glad
good
you're
to
here.
See you.
Thank you. And
yes.
that's what...
Yes, sir. Where are you from?
Dan Tomek from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Glad you're here. Anyone else?
Anyone else? I think
that's
it.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. We're going to do things a little different today. Normally, Linda and I, you know, put all these slides together, which I know you love, and we go through the last channel, but we've kind of gotten the YouTube bug lately. And remember last channel? Remember, it was a long time ago, 2 months. Tobias did this letter to awakening humans. He talked for a little while first to us, and then he did this letter. We took that letter, we put it in like a PDF text format, and then did a YouTube on it. We had, it's hard to say, but we had, I don't know the exact numbers, we had people sending it all around the world. They took the text and sent it to friends who sent it to friends. Our website stats for about 2 weeks just went skyrocket because people were getting this and then going to the site. And it was pretty amazing. So Gene Tinder, actually, our YouTube specialist, created a video based on it. So instead of going through the slides, I'm just going to play the YouTube. It's about 8 minutes long, and it's from Tobias' channel last month, so that'll bring us up to date. You ready? Yeah, cool. High tech. We've come a long way in 9 years. Yeah. Here we go. It's about, like I said, 8 minutes long. You're going through an awakening process right now, and with a simple breath, your simple breath, it opens the doorway for us to be close to you, to love you, to remind you of your angelic origins, to let you know that have the greatest compassion and love for you. You are not alone. We know you're going through an awakening process where all of the old beliefs don't seem to be so true anymore. And the things that you held so near and dear to you now seem like memories of the past. And the things that used to be the dreams and the goals, the desires of the human self no longer truly matter, but you don't know what matters anymore. We know that there are times when you just want to disappear. You just want to fade away. Not even about dying. It's just about going out of existence. But the angels that are with you right now, human angels, they're standing alongside of you. Understand your journey. What you're doing is very natural. You're allowing the old human facade and the illusion of who you thought you were to fade away. And as it fades away, what you begin to know in the deepest, most loving level is yourself. As God also, everything in your life is about your creation. Everything that you are experiencing right now in your life is by your choice. So on this day, in this moment, in the awakening to your true self, it is a time to say goodbye to your old human self. You've been trying to hang on to it and repair it and resurrect it. And now it is time to say goodbye. It is like taking off a costume. A suit of armor is no longer needed. When you release the old human aspect, you say goodbye. You are now creating space within you to allow in the grander self, the divine self, your angelic self. When you let go of who you thought you were, you now make room to be everything that you truly are. This is your choice, of course. It is up to you. But you called out to us. You have prayed to us. You have asked for the answers. And that's why we have showed up today. Your process of awakening will continue to unfold. And as it does, you will see the beauty in it. You will see how you, as a divine being, have actually planned it for yourself. We bring you this message today from the angels, from the humans, from all who are going through the awakening process, that you are not alone. And so it is. Cool. Yeah. What a great way of doing a recap. So the message last month was really from all of us and from Tobias to humans around the world who are going through the awakening. As Tobias has told us so often, we're kind of the crazy ones. We went through it first.
That's an understatement.
We're the adventuresome ones. But he said all across
the world. It's a project that never seems to get done.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
It is, yeah.
Can he address that in the Q&A?
Sure. Okay. We went through it first. We went through a lot of the difficult, challenging things, the releasing. Remember, the early channels were so much about releasing and
True.
Accepting. And that theme has kind of continued over and over about releasing and accepting. Tobias says that right now worldwide he gave me a figure the other day, but it was like 40 million plus people going through a spiritual awakening. That doesn't mean going through a religious revival, but a true internal spiritual awakening. And so many of them don't know where to turn to. So he wrote that little letter with us last month or 2 months ago. We sent it out, put it out in the wind, as he said. And we've had people all around the world reading it.
This is closer to your face.
Closer to my face.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There. So that was last month.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago. Sorry. Got my time mixed up.
That's
so we took July off. Wanted a little downtime.
I
was going to say.
Oh, I forgot to.
We got robbed. We had the month off or so. We didn't do a show. But we did do a few things in between now and then. We'll do a quick review of what happened. Actually, we did something that was really, really, really fun. In the middle of June, we were invited as guest speakers at the Cryon Summer Conference in Sedona.
Really, really amazing.
We had done a lot of work with Lee Carroll in the past, years ago, some with Steve Rother and Rana Herman. Well, Lee invited all of us to come back together for a reunion in Sedona in June. It was a little hot. I know a few of you were there. It was like, it was 117 one day. That has to be about, 45 Celsius? Is that, anybody here convert real quickly?
It was so hot.
How hot was it?
It was so hot and kind of, you know, you constantly have to remember to hydrate. Literally, we were getting ready to take our car back to the airport, stop for gas, and I was standing there while Jeff was filling up, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's so hot. And I said, Jeff, I can't stand it. I got to get out of the sun. He looked at me and laughed, and he said, you are out of the sun.
Yeah,
it was in the shade.
There was just no escaping it. But, you know, for those of you who have been to Sedona, it is absolutely beautiful. And this shot, by the way, is from Dave Schemmel, the partner for Susie Schemmel, sitting in the back there.
Who just celebrated their
35th wedding anniversary. Amazing. Woo! Congratulations.
Yay, Susie and Dave.
So it was down in Sedona. We had, there was probably 750
sold
from
out.
All over the world. It was sold out. And it was interesting. It was fun for Linda and I, and Norman and Garrett were there as well, as long as some of the other Chambra staff people. Michelle was there. Leslie and John. Susie and Dave were there. It was kind of interesting because it wasn't our event. So I didn't have to bring my Virgo aspect to worry about all of the details and the everything else. I could just go and pretty much enjoy. And we had Chambra that were there. There were Kryonites that were there. There were the
light workers,
groupies, light workers.
It was fabulous.
Michael maniacs and, you know, from all over the world. There were some people that had never heard of Crimson Circle before. It was amazing. We've gotten invitations now to come and speak in Spain, which we're going to do another event with Lee Carroll in March. We've gotten invitations to Russia and a number of other places. So it was really good. You know, we're so used to being with Chambra. Now, Lee Carroll sent these to me, these pictures, after the conference. And Lee put in these captions. We're getting ready to do the panel channel. This was Sunday night.
Lee Carroll does have a rather amazing sense of humor.
Lee is funny. We're getting ready to do the panel channel. There's Steve Rother on the far right. Ronna Herman. I don't know who that is in the middle.
I don't know. It looks like you're sitting on something you shouldn't be.
And us. And Jan Tover on the far left. I don't know what was going on at the moment, but I love Lee's sense of humor. He's actually an amazing guy. Here's the group we're channeling now. There was actually supposed to be four of us, Steve Rother, Ronna Herman, myself, Lee Carroll. And as a surprise, Lee brought in Pepper Lewis on the far right. She channels Gaia. Really, really nice material if you get a chance to listen to it or read it. I know she's in Sedona Journal all the time. So here's Ronna Herman, who's kind of like the grand dame of channelers. She channels Archangel Michael with her eyes open. And, boy, she just comes to life when Michael comes through. It was amazing sitting right next to her. During that channel, crying on one side, Archangel Michael.
You skipped Lee Rother.
The group through Steve Rother, Gaia through Pepper Lewis. I mean, that energy Sunday night with a group of almost 800 from
amazing.
Around the world was absolutely amazing. We just went down the line. Pepper Lewis started, and we kind of went down the line, and every entity brought in their message, but amazingly, a message of unity and reunion. Here's Tobias channeling. And Tobias started out the channel, and, you know, we just had Gaia, Archangel Michael, the group, now Tobias. He started out and of course, just cracked the audience up by saying, we have all these wonderful entities from the heavens and me, a dead, old dead Jew. Everybody was cracking up, Steve Rother and Ronna, and they thought that was funny. Interesting thing was that Tobias was the only one of this whole group that's ever been in human form, which Kryon acknowledged. He said, you know, here's all of us, you know, heavenly beings, angelic beings, and here's Tobias, who loves humans so much that he's even coming back to Earth. I got a little verklempt.
It was a very, very lovely event.
It was really loving. Lee Carroll channeling Kryon. Always such a beautiful, beautiful message. I mean, I hadn't actually listened to or read any Kryon channels in a long time. We kind of all have an agreement with each other. We don't read each other's materials because...
We're all busy.
Well, we're all busy, but we also... I never want to read something and think that it gets into my subconscious and get confused. So we just don't read each other's stuff, but... I think it had been about 7 years since I'd heard of Kryon channel, and to be right there in that amazing energy of Kryon and the others.
It was really special.
Unbelievable. at the end, you know, when we did our final thank you, you know, the audience was just, they were ecstatic, all the performers and speakers and musicians. It was one of those moments that I'll never forget. It was just absolutely amazing. It's Robert Coxon on the far right who played music throughout the whole event. Peggy DeBro right next to him. She does EMF energy balancing. It was amazing. Actually, Tobias had his segment Sunday afternoon, and a lot of the people had never heard Tobias before. Linda and I got up there on the stage. It was actually kind of intimidating. I was happy
for 2 seconds.
I was a little rocky, you know, before we got up. You know, being towards the end of the program is a little difficult anyway. And in front of all these people all over the world, I was a little tense. So I told Linda beforehand, okay, when we get up there and we have to talk, you say everything. I'm just going to sit down and channel.
He really did say that. I know that's hard to believe, but he really did.
I really did. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to, you know.
He was all stressed, and his hands were all sweaty again.
It was a little intimidating. But you know what?
And
we got up there on stage, and Linda started to open her mouth. I'm like, oh, I know this energy. This is energy of love, of metaphysician. So I did okay. Tobias, though, did really good. His channel was about an hour. And again, I have a little YouTube thing that Gene Tinder put together, so we can watch it. If you want to see the whole channel, it's available on the website. This is just a little YouTube version, but Tobias was in good form. So let's take a few minutes and see what he said at the Cryon Conference. That the consciousness work you are doing is just here on Earth? It's not. It is in the other realms. Because after you comes wave after wave after wave of the new ones. Angels line up to come to Earth. Not for the challenge, not just for the evolution of their soul, but for the sheer beauty of participating in the very physical reality that you're helping to create. There is no place in the universe or the omniverse that has the potential of beauty like Earth. As we are going into this new era, it is time to go beyond the mind. As you're developing this feeling capability beyond the mind, you tend to take things very personal. You tend to take it within. You might feel a disruption in the geology not so far from here. You might feel political turmoil in another part of the world right now. You may feel the sadness of some of the animal species who are leaving the earth right now. And you take that in yourself personal. It is not yours. It is not yours. You are just feeling. The only thing that is yours, whether it is feelings, whether it is history, wounds, talents, capabilities, the only things that are yours are the ones you are choosing. On July 19th, 2009, will be my last public appearance, my last public channel. I'm coming back to Earth. I'm incarnating once again. And I am looking forward to being a human again.
helping others to realize what it's like to fall madly in love with yourself and not feel guilty about it. You've had thousands of past life aspects. In this lifetime, you've created aspects of yourself to handle different situations. This is the way of the Creator. Many humans have very wounded aspects, stuck energy. And in order to totally integrate yourself and to go through ascension, it is important to bring all of the aspects back home. Some of you have aspects in the far, far reaches of the universe. An aspect that was brutalized. An aspect that was so hurt emotionally that it is just floating in the outer realms. Some of you have aspects. You hear them. They're the ones that mock you. They're the ones that diminish you, call you names. Sometimes they're the bad thoughts that are going through your mind and you wonder where these are coming from. They're aspects that are so wounded that they're angry or lonely. They don't feel it's safe to come home to you. All they want is to be invited back home to you, to the safe space, to your life right now. Are you in the now moment? Are you present in your life? Are you participating in your life? If you are, then they can come back home as well. If you're gone off somewhere else, remorsing about the past, worried about the future, or hiding from who you are, they're not going to come home. Many, many of you who are sitting here today are going to go through yet another spiritual crisis. The spiritual crisis will bring you to the core of yourself. Don't avoid it. Feel it and live it and experience it. You know, when you were a young child, you were climbing a tree and you fell out, fell off the tree. You were riding a bicycle down the street and you bashed into a wall. You were out playing with other kids and you got whacked on the head, knocked you out. We call it bump and fill. That divine, that essence of you, wants to come in. It wants to be part of your everyday life. The divine wants to know what it's like to look at those rocks at 6 o'clock at night. And see the beauty that only the human eyes are seeing right now. It wants to drive a car. It wants to speed. Oh, divine is like a teenager in that way. It wants to get behind the wheel. Invite your divine in. Bring it into your life. It wants to. It's very curious about your biological needs. Going to the ladies' room. The men's room. It wants to know why you it truly does. You see, you talk about spirit, you study spirit, but now it's time to live spirit in your life. I send you my love, my thanks, my honor for all that you do. You are never alone, dear ones, ever. And so it is.
Cool. I want to thank John Kaderka for all the camera work, and down in Sedona, and Gene Tinder for doing the final editing, getting this out on YouTube. It's been out for, I think, 3 weeks, and we've had over 6,000 views on it, so it's getting around. If you're interested in the complete version of The Beauty of Life, it was about 61 minutes. It's available as a digital download or physical CD on the Crimson Circle store. The part that you might really be interested in is when he talks of the section, when he talks about going through yet another spiritual crisis. And you could have heard the moans and groans in the audience.
I think people liked it. They were looking for a reason.
And some lady yelled out, "Not me!" And, of course, Tobias is going, "Yeah, right." He explained it, and he said that most of us are going to go through that again, but don't resist it. Don't fight it. He explains a lot about it, says this one is going to go to the core, different than some of the other things we've been through, but it'd be very quick. He said it could just be a week, but a week of really intense stuff. But he explained why, and he explained the reason for it, and he explained it's kind of like a real final clearing. It was a very beautiful part of the thing, even though I know we all go, "Oh my God, not more." But he explains the difference now in this new energy. So much for a spiritual crisis. If you have to ask, the answer is no. After that, we did the Tobias Passion Workshop in Denver, end of June. I said, we had a couple months off. We didn't do anything. That was a good time, good group of people there. Actually, I don't have any photographs of it. But what we do have is on August 22nd, it's going to be available as a personal study course. There'll be 5 audio discs. Tobias takes you through the process of what is passion and how to rediscover your own passion. So that's going to be available as a personal study in the binder.
He really helps us understand how we create and from what different parts of us come together and help make those creations. And he's really clear about the process. And I think most people that were at the workshop really felt like it was worthwhile and that they really got something and that they understand their creations better.
Yeah. And that's one of the biggest questions we have is, what's my passion or what happened to my passion? And in this course, Tobias goes through and, of course, does his typical, what is passion, what is not passion, what's the difference between just wants and needs and a true spiritual passion. There's some really profound things in here. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is when he does one of the channels about questions. He says, every time you ask a question, that creates your reality.
It's a creation.
Yeah. He said, basically, our reality is created when the soul being or the human being asks a question. Who am I? Well, you're going to find out through a lot of lifetimes. Or when you ask a question, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Or any question you ever ask, he says, goes out there in search of the answer. And it will continue until it finds the answer. It will continue working on your behalf, trying to find the answer. So it gets a little scary in here because you're like, I'm never going to ask a question again, ever. But he talks about how to bring the questions back home. And obviously, if you want to summarize all of it, is I am that I am. But he gets into some of the details. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so there are creations in different parts of us and that we forget to acknowledge that and to allow
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So that's coming out August 22nd. After that, we did the Aspectology workshop in Breckenridge. How many here attended the Breckenridge Aspectology?
Wow.
A lot of them. I got to ask, if we get a little Roy Cam on the audience.
Be careful.
How many here went through some real aspect experience after Breckenridge in the weeks following?
Yeah.
Any real insights? I would say it is as or more intense than sexual energies. It was really intense.
Well, it's different in that sexual energy is a little more of a resolution there, where this sort of opens a door.
Opens the door. It's the beginning. It's not the end. Right. It's all about what aspects are. You know, there are parts of our self that we create. Why there are aspects in the first place. And Tobias basically says, so the soul being always remains pure. It creates aspects to go out there, and they might get wounded, broken, damaged, screwed up, or twisted, but the soul being always remains pure and clear. The aspects go out and have experience. They experience creation and life. They eventually all integrate back home into the being.
Under the best circumstances.
Well, but that's where we are now. It's calling them back home.
Right.
It was a lot of fun we had.
So you open the door and invite your family, and they might come.
No, those aren't your aspects. No. We had, I'd say, about 140 Chambra from all around the world. We filmed it for future use by certified teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing our first teacher training here in October. But the crew was busy. The audience was busy. It was a
it's
great
very
time.
Profound. Very,
very
profound.
And I wanted to throw this slide in here because I think this was at the end. I was like, oh, my God, we got through it. It was very emotionally rough at points.
It was intense.
Very beautiful at other times. By the way, while I was showing pictures, this is the Riverwalk Center in Breckenridge where we're going to do Tobias's departure next year. Fits almost 800 people. It's
beautiful.
It's going to, Tobias will be proud of us.
It'll be an experience for sure.
The other thing, while we were in Breckenridge, we had we all went over to a Chambra store. It's called Heart's Delight, and we had a little reception there one night after the workshop, and I think just about everybody came down there.
Sharon Edwards' store. She had a dream to open a store in Breckenridge. She did it.
She did it, and it was amazing. It was a beautiful store. So we all went down there, had wine and cheese, and did a kind of a Chambra launch pad down
there. A blessing.
Once again, back on, I guess we're in this YouTube kick, but this is a very short YouTube done by Jackie Valero in Mexico about the Aspectology School. So this is just... She starts out with her trip from Mexico. This is not Aspectology School.
When I left home to be who I am, some people said, no way. But I laid it all down, gave everything, and my hand rang the words that my father said, you're never far, I will be where you are. And when you come to me, I will open my eyes. I shine because of you today, so come and sit down, tell me how you are. I know, son, it's good just to see your face. When I look at you holding my heart, I will give to you all that I have. Son, I know there'll be times you will feel all alone. I will share with you the words my father said. You're never far, I will be where you are. And when you come to me, you can bet I will open my arms. Welcome home, you. I know you by name. How do you do? I shine because of you today. So come here. Son, it's good just to see your face. See, I've been waiting for that day just to feel your warm embrace. Your love has shown I will never be alone, for you will welcome me home. I'll forever be, for you will say to me, It's good just to see your face. When I left home to be who I am, some people said, no way.
It's really sweet.
Very intense event.
Yeah, very intense. I love these videos.
We noticed.
Yeah.
amazing Chambra, and really intense event, and really they really were committed to feeling that.
Yeah. Okay. 2 weeks ago, July 19th, exactly 1 year before Tobias's departure, we did a fun thing one evening down at the Eli Ashby Healing Arts Center, owned by Roger and Lori Dranka, who play music up here once in a while. I think they're going to be here next month. And it was a beautiful summer evening. We sat in the front porch, and about 60 people sitting in lawn chairs gathered around hear what Tobias has to say. It was really, really a sweet night.
That was the golden sun. That was so neat.
Oh, yeah. And at one point, there was this, like, beam of light coming down on the group. It was getting a little cloudy. And this beam of light, and you'll see some of the people here looking up like, what the hell's with that? And it was like right over where we were all sitting. And then suddenly the wind came up and was crazy everywhere except where we were. All around us, you could hear it. And, you know, we were getting a little breeze, but around us, the swirls of wind and there was a dust storm almost.
Oh, and notice like right here, because this is coming up right there. That was a very special effect.
Yeah, there's a train track right there. And of course, wouldn't you know, right during the middle of the channel, the train comes rolling through, and it's one of these big freight trains. And wouldn't you know, the conductor was in the train across the street looking over at this group, and he had to say hi.
No, they're required by law. They're required by law.
My story's better.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, it was
now,
deafening.
There's only a few things that bother me when I'm in channel. One is people in the audience who have candy and are opening those little cellophane wrappers. They do it as slow as they can because they think it's not as noisy. Wrong.
And you don't like noisy
the
pens.
The noise lasts longer.
And you don't like noisy
and
pens.
And Linda writing on a piece of paper. Oh, during a channel. Oh, it's like kryptonite is to Superman. Oh, stop. Oh.
He has actually come to me and said, could you find a quieter pen?
It's just
awful. It's like, yeah, let me bring that chisel and a rock. That might be quieter.
Babies crying, people sneezing, the occasional snoring person. It doesn't bother me. The other thing I found out bothers me is a train across the street.
I have to tell you that this was interesting because it was on the front of the center, which, as you can see, it was right on the street. And what you have to know is that, okay, Jeff is slightly protected. His eyes are closed. But you know how people, it was a street, and it was a
Main street,
and it's cool in the evening. People are walking on the street, and I swear to God, the timing on stuff was just like, do you think that's funny, Tobias? But literally, somebody is going down there in their wheelchair, and somebody just almost as old that needs that wheelchair to help push the wheelchair, and as they're going by, Tobias is like, yeah, you're going to die.
He did. Oh.
Yes, he did. And then I got to see all this. And so then another one, there's just this man with these two kids. And it was funny because he, of course, walked through at a pretty point. And Tobias was saying pretty things. And so he stopped with his kid. And his kids were sitting there across the street. And they were listening. And then Tobias kind of shifted and was like, oh, God, kids, run! It was really, really weird to watch. And then there were people, because, you know, he's sitting there with his eyes closed, you know, this thing. And literally, people were, because it's a street, they'd look at him and they're like, what the hell was that? And they'd come back around like three times.
She tells me this after, of course, which is good.
Yeah, to be there.
We did a question and answer session, and I have this photo in because a little boy got up.
It's my favorite.
Really sweet. He asked two questions. One was about, he said, my grandmother has cancer. Is she going to be okay? Now, what a tough question. And, you know, Tobias gave such a loving answer. He didn't say, yeah, she's going to be okay. He said, you know, can you just love your grandmother? And I forgot the words he used, but it was so beautiful.
That segment alone was breathtaking. His first question was, that he was afraid that at night when he turns out the lights and everything is there. And Tobias told him it was okay, how to cope with it and how he could handle it and how he's in control if he wants to be.
But he said it in a very gentle way.
It was beautiful. It was perfect. It was like, God damn it, why didn't somebody tell me that?
Well,
anyways, if you're one of those people that when you turn off the light and you see there's the room gets alive, not dead, listen to the answer that Tobias gives this little boy, because it was breathtakingly beautiful.
I love the one about his grandmother, because
both the
questions. Can you just love your grandma?
8-year-old.
Yeah. So
and his mom's not here this month. Usually she's
first
here.
Time in history. At the end of the night, at the end of the Q&A, Tobias said, "Hey, what about my wine?"
And kept whining about it.
I never drink before a channel. I've never had anything to drink during a channel. It's just one of my little things. I don't want to be in any altered state going in. So Tobias started this towards the end of Q&A, and I forgot why it came up, but it naturally came into it. And Tobias is like, "Yeah, well, I'll have a glass of wine."
He was talking about his departure party.
Carrie, what did Carrie?
She was talking about the wine. Oh, maybe it was the wine.
Oh, maybe it was the wine, she said.
Oh, I'm sorry to mention that.
Yeah, and so he kind of insisted that he got a glass of wine, and of course, he's toasting the crowd, thanking them for his first glass of wine during a channel. The channel is titled A Time to Inspire. If you want to get a kind of a good overall picture, what's going on in the world right now, he talks
really
about
nice.
It in here.
He
talks
really
about
nice.
Earth changes, political, the disruptions, the disheaval, everything going on. It says there's nothing to fear. It's now is the time to inspire other people. So it is available as a free text transcript online, or if you want to purchase the entire audio channel and Q&A, it's available. But it is online on the homepage, I believe, isn't it, Michelle? Good. So it's available right now. Okay, moving right along. So that was our do-nothing summer. We're ready to get back out on the road in a couple of weeks. The Midsummer New Energy Conference in Hamburg.
2 weeks from yesterday.
We're going to be in.
Yeah.
We're leaving 2 weeks
from
yesterday.
So it's 3 weeks from yesterday.
This is the big annual event. It's the first time we've done it in Europe. Our host in Hamburg is Dr. Gisa Steimel,
mm-hmm.
and she's done an amazing job helping us. You know, it's difficult working across the waters
this. Oh, and the language, and, she's been just made things happen, and she speaks German. That helps a lot when you're in Germany.
Gisa is amazing. Well, she lives in Hamburg.
She's a medical doctor.
She was a nun for a lot of years, nun. And then she was a medical doctor. She's a homeopathic doctor and a psychologist.
And I want to say a little more. We sort of tricked her inadvertently. Gisela's been a dear friend to Crimson Circle and Schomburg for a long time, but we said, "Oh yeah." She asked us if we'd consider Hamburg.
Hamburg, yeah.
And so we said, "Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's just a little event, maybe 200 people." And so she was like, "Great." So she did some scouting around and found some great places. And then all of a sudden we're like, "No, let's do it like bigger." And so she was thrown into incredibly assisting us to create an event that's far bigger than what we've originally talked about.
Yeah,
and she's been
a lot of detail. So we want to thank Gisela for
thank you, dear
the work
Gisela.
You've been
we'll
doing.
We'll see you next 2 weeks.
And get your rest, because we're going to be over in a few weeks. We're doing it at the Conference Center in Hamburg. Hamburg is a beautiful town.
Really beautiful.
Hamburg is a beautiful town. Water features and very, very elegant. I'm just going to run through real quickly some of the speakers. Tobias, of course. Adama St. Germain, Kathumi, Linda, of course, Story Waters, a lot of you remember him from a couple of years ago down in Santa Fe. He's been doing amazing work, been doing it with his partner, Lee Harris. So we're looking forward to getting back together with them. They're both channelers, authors, and speakers from England. Of course, Norma Delaney and Garrett Anofsky.
Yes.
Patricia Auberdeen, a best-selling author of the book Megatrends 2000. She was in Taos last year. She's joining us again in Hamburg. Alan Bolia, who is Patricia's partner, spent years in the business world and is now doing seminars for businesses, how to bring the divine into business.
Spirituality into business.
Jan Brouwer, our chief operating officer from Holland, is going to be presenting. Amir and Gerhardt
Do you remember them?
Yeah. Matter of fact,
you can't sit in your chair and you don't just hear that music, you feel
they
that
have
music.
We're going to introduce their newest CD. They just finished. It's called Yoham, I Am That I Am, and it's all based on the Shambra energy. They just got out of the studio. John,
I'm so excited.
You probably didn't get the master yet, but we'll have it hopefully Monday, and we're going to introduce their new CD. Of course, Gerhardt, and a couple of people joining them, Nola Zulu from Israel, who plays the didgeridoo. Now, when they first told us about Noah, and I said, well, you know, didgeridoo, it's kind of nice, but this is for trance dance on Saturday night.
These are people that want to groove.
They want to move. And they're like, oh, she knows how to rock with that didgeridoo, combined with Amir, Gerhardt, and Gerhardt's wife, Anat.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do some real partying on Saturday night.
So you remember how much fun they were with two of them. Think about how much fun it would be with four. So
Friday night is actually Trixie Delgado, and she's a pretty well-known musician in Germany, and also she calls herself a DJ, like a DJ, you know, lady. So we're gonna have a party time with Trixie.
She understands that it's about celebrating and having fun.
So if
and
you're
there are a lot of geezer rockers.
A lot of geezer rockers, yeah. Not I.
I am.
Anyway,
I am.
Once again, it's 3 weeks from yesterday that it starts. Once again, with our sponsor, Gisela Steimo, and all of Shambra. So just call
August
up the airlines, get a cheap ticket, and come on over.
Try Hotwire.
Very quickly, I'm going to run through these real quick. Other upcoming events. If you're interested in becoming a certified Shambra Institute teacher, we've been getting a lot of requests lately. When are you going to do classes again? So, Aspectology in Denver, October 20th through the 23rd.
Teacher training. Mm-hmm.
Teacher training. Sexual energy teacher training in both Denver and Amersfoort, Netherlands. One in October, one in November. Dreamwalker Ascension teacher training in October in Netherlands. And Dreamwalker Death teacher training in Netherlands in December. I do want to throw in one quick note. These Europeans are going a little crazy. They're, you know, teaching classes, getting to be certified teachers, and we're kind of getting some grief from them over there, saying, how come 60-65% of all certified teachers and probably 75% of all Shambra Institute classes are taking place in Europe? And they're kind of, you know, strutting the Europe stuff, and they're like, what's happening in the United States? Where are the teachers?
They're busy trying to figure out who they're going to elect.
Oh, that's true. So anyway, they're kind of creating a little bit of healthy competition.
They have an attitude.
Want
to
talk
attitude.
About this one?
Aspectology. We're going to do one more class of aspectology, but it's okay. Linda Benyo and Doug Davies are going to present it with the DVDs. We're going to do this so that we can be sure that we have all the parts and pieces for doing the teacher training later in October. So Douglas Davies and myself will be presenting aspectology in Pismo Beach. We're on the ocean, yes, in Pismo Beach, California.
Who's clapping? Who's here from Pismo?
So we will be doing that September 11th, 12th, and 13th. So if you're interested, please look online, and it will be with DVDs, and there are a number of people also that are SES teachers that want to take it so they can attend the teacher training. So just let us know.
Great. And Pismo, the hotel there is absolutely beautiful, right in the ocean, good setting. The other thing is we're doing Tobias's interdimensional retreat in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin. Doesn't sound like it's very beautiful, but it is Egg Harbor.
That's where the guy shot the three swimmers.
Anyway, this event is hosted by Dale LaViolette, and we're limiting it to, I think it was 40 people. Tobias is going to basically show people how to go interdimensional, going into the other realms, taking them through guided experiences. Should be pretty interesting. I would say we're at least half or two-thirds sold out right now. There's one restriction. If you're on psychological drugs, or if you've had severe health issues, don't sign up, please. Tobias kind of warned us that as he was putting together the curriculum, this is going to be really intense. So Those are the only two things. Now everybody's going to sign up. They're going to go, oh, my God, this is going to be fun. Anyway, we're doing the Sexual Energy School in Sao Paulo in October with our host, Sylvia Magini.
We're looking at near Sao Paulo because we're looking at actually a beach setting on the ocean in Brazil. So
This will be live.
Very special. Yes, and it is live. You're going
to
channel it live?
Yes.
Okay.
I swear I'm never going to do it again, but I will.
Well, you have to ground it in that continent.
Tobias's Aspectology School live with Tobias Channels in Frankfurt, Germany in November. Oh, see that? Get it? Aspects? Okay. Frankfurt and then Tokyo in January with our host Kuniyaki and Megan. So actually looking forward to going back to Japan.
I think that's Sumo Month, by the way.
It is Sumo Month. And then Tobias's sixth annual and final Kauai retreat in Kauai in January. We are limiting this to, I think, 60. This event always sells out. And Tobias is going to do it a little different this year.
Right.
Yeah.
And he has an agenda. He wants to talk a lot about the process of getting here.
He wants to talk also a lot about his past life.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's his process to get here.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're interested in that, it always sells out. Do check on it early.
Buy plane tickets before they go up more.
And one thing before we take a break, when we were in Sedona, there was a film crew there from
England.
We did an interview with them and got to know Nikki Williams and her group. Very,
Amanda
very
Aird.
Professional.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're working on a high-level documentary that they're working on right now. She sent me a trailer the other day. You know what that is? Just a little promo
teaser.
Piece.
Yeah.
But she was all excited. She said they would love to use A Call to Awakening that was done with Yoham and Tobias. They would love to use it in the trailer. So, of course, we said yes. And then she came back and said we'd love to use the whole Call to Awakening in the whole movie, interspersed with their narration, of course. But it's going to be kind of like on the level of The Secret or What the Bleep or things like that. But I looked at the trailer.
They're doing a nice job.
They're doing a nice job. So I'm going to play the trailer here. It's got a watermark in it. In other words, the logo in it, so somebody can't copy it at this point.
Their thing is real neat because when I talked to Nikki, her message is about they were interviewing lots of people, working with lots of different things, and their goal was to pick the things that really created and showed the bridges in what's happening, the bridges to the new energy.
So here's a little trailer for Time of the Sixth Sun. And by the way, the interview with Tobias and maybe the one with Adama St. Germain will be in there. St. Germain was really obnoxious. Tobias was nice. So it's not in the trailer, but it will be in the full feature movie. So here's a quick look at Time of the Sixth Sun. And this is all film that they shot. They rented a helicopter down in Arizona to shoot this.
Baj Yove. Banyame Mawam Sivingi Yvakba Yvam Mathanya Jitichuve Miak Bil Tilabe Inyaki Situlke Kuevke Matavke. Hey, Bakiova, Bamu, Bam of Soka, Ninu Bakababa, Matanya Chitichuva, Miaka Tilabe, Yavame, Bamuka, Bamuwa, Ninu Kababa.
You have come from so very far away, beyond the restrictions of time and space. You have come to this place called Earth to experience what it's like to be in physical form, to be in the body, to have a mind, to dive deep within all of creation. You are so much more than what you realize. You see yourself as a human with limitations, oftentimes without power or creative ability, sometimes so much into your own mind that you can't get out of it. You are so much more than who you think you are.
Can you imagine just it's be about an hour and a half documentary. They're going to interview indigenous people around the world. They've interviewed some channelers. Footage like this, all footage that they've shot.
It's really, they really did. It's
when,
a beautiful
when
project.
I looked at it, it's like, wow. So what an amazing project. Let's give our thanks to Nikki for working on this. A big applause. Okay, with that, I think it's time to thank the staff for everything that they do.
I think so.
They come here, get this place set up, run the show, do the webcast, and tear it down. Everybody on the screen, they deserve a big acknowledgement from all of us. Thank you.
Mention Leslie Habim. She kind of isn't always here, but she is here, and I'd like to
yes
particularly
so, yeah thank you Leslie. So it's time for a break. Right after we say thank you to all of Shamba for your love and support. What an amazing 9 years of journey we've had. Amazing. We'll see you after the break. There's plenty of chocolate up there.